Text B. The Hour of Letdown. E.B. White. When the man came in, carrying the machine, most of us looked up from our drinks because we had never seen anything like it before. The man set the thing down on top of the bar near the beer pulls. It took up an ungodly amount of room, and you could see the bartender didn't like it any too well, having this big, ugly-looking gadget parked right there. "Two rye and water," the man said. The bartender went on, mixing an old-fashioned that he was working on, but he was obviously turning over the request in his mind. "You want a double?" he asked after a bit. "No," said the man. "Two rye and water, please." He stared straight at the bartender, not exactly unfriendly, but on the other hand, not actually friendly. Many years of catering to the kind of people that come into saloons had provided the bartender with an adjustable mind. Nevertheless, he did not adjust readily to this fellow, and he did not like the machine, that was sure. He picked up a live cigarette that was idling on the edge of the cash register, took a drag out of it, and returned it thoughtfully. Then he poured two shots of rye whiskey, drew two glasses of water, and shoved the drinks in front of the man. People were watching. When something a little out of the ordinary takes place at a bar, the sense of it spreads quickly all along the line and pulls the customers together.